Good morning, this is Radio Richard Ireland. A reading from my book, As Children of Ireland. It is Friday afternoon, and Principal Declan McGrath and his 29 students, Amy, Brian, Kira, Cormac, Craig, Heather, Laura, Martin, and Patrick in fourth class, Anthony, Aoife, Kieran, David, Gerard, Jenny, Julia, Mary, Natalia, Niamh, Sean, and Thomas in fifth, Colin, Emily, Fenbar, Hugh, Natasha, Owen, Sophia, and Tara in sixth, are about to enter a storytelling session. Teacher, it's almost storytelling time. Okay. Quietly move back the desks, put your mobile phones on silent and into your bags. Come sit here before me on the floor. And away to story, so we will go. Yay! Now, this story, students, is about what happened to a certain puppy. There was this farmer who had a lovely border collie, and she had a litter of 5 very healthy puppies. 4 of them were black and white, just like the mother, but the 5th puppy had a brown back and white and black belly, more like his father. 3 of his paws were black, with his front left being white. He looked like he was wearing a white sock. How about his tail, teacher? Oh, it was brown and white, Amy, with little streaks of black in it. And although he looked very different from his brothers and sisters, he looked very handsome. All the puppies had a great liveliness about them and were always playing with each other and their mother and father. As some of you well know, puppies born on a farm have plenty and plenty of space to run around. The farmyard is their playground. As the puppies were getting older and bigger, they were inclined to extend their playing area beyond the farmyard itself, and were bought by choice and unknown to themselves every day, moving that little bit farther out from their home. When they were about 6 to 8 weeks old, they were now playing in the nearby fields, and sometimes would even venture off down the farm entrance avenue to the main road. From being so used to farm machinery about, they had got quite used to these big iron animals who moved around on big black rubbery paws. So whenever they scented, heard, or even saw these animals approaching, they would hide away until they had passed. On a misty, wet morning, you know the kind of mist I mean, the kind that is not quite yet rain, but it really gets into your clothes. Now, normally puppies don't go out and play in that kind of weather, preferring instead to stay at home, tucked in against each other and their mother. But there is always one puppy who is different, isn't there? There is, teacher. Well, one of the puppies decided he wanted to go out and play in the misty rain. So he jumped up and went and stood at the door of the shed, and took one good look around, and then in a burst of delight ran right out into the rain. The mother saw this and barked at him to come in, but he didn't want to listen to her, at least not for a little while. His brothers and sisters were looking out at him with wonderment, but they weren't budging. They were feeling ever so cozy right there, right where they were. But then one of his sisters, realizing that it looked like great fun, jumped up and ran out to join him. In no time at all, want all the puppies running about and playing in the misty rain. The mother stood at the shed door looking out at them, and every now and then she would give a soft bark or two, urging them to come on back in. But in her heart she knew this was a mighty fun, and didn't really want them to come back in until they had played all they wanted to. She had been a puppy herself once, and in some ways still had the lovely puppy feeling deep within her. As does often happen, didn't the misty rain very quickly turn to heavy rain, and all out of the blue there was a loud clap of thunder. The puppies got an awful fright and went speeding back to the shed and slid in the door in behind their mother. But wait a minute, only 4 puppies had returned to the shed. The mother went anxiously looking around the shed for the missing one. She went to the door a few times and loudly barked out, anxiously calling for her puppy to come back. Then she couldn't bear it any longer, so she told the other puppies to stay where they were, and she ran out into the pouring rain. There was a flash of lightning, and a very loud peal of thunder, even louder than the first one when all the puppies had been out playing. She was really scared as she frantically looked here and there for her missing puppy. But alas, the puppy was nowhere to be found. Maybe the puppy was hiding somewhere and too afraid to come out, she thought. In the pouring rain, she couldn't scent so well. With a heavy heart, she had no choice but to return to the shed and there to keep the other 4 from being too afraid. It seems what had happened was that when the 5 puppies were all out playing together in the misty rain, the clap of thunder had frightened them, and whereas 4 of them had gone speeding back to the shed to their mother, the 5th had gone off running like mad in the opposite direction. Before he knew it, he was already out of the farmyard and had crossed 5 or 6 fields and had ridden into a small grove of trees where he hid from the rain in an old fallen tree trunk. Yes, you will have guessed it by now, but the puppy that had ran off was the one with the left front white sock. And when the rain had stopped and the sun again shone, his mother and his brothers and sisters anxiously went out about looking for him all over the farmyard, but he was nowhere to be found. After the last drops of rain had stopped dripping from off the entrance of his temporary house, and after he was sure there was no more lightning and thunder, he slowly emerged from the old tree trunk. The sun was shining, and in the distance he could see a most beautiful rainbow. He had no idea at all where he was. He tried to scent the ground, he tried to scent the air, but he couldn't pick up any familiar scent, not even that of his own. As such, he had no idea from which direction he had come. He couldn't even pick up any of the familiar scents of the farmyard, or that of the big iron animals, or their rubbery paws. It was as if all his familiar scents had all been washed away in the rain. And on top of that, hadn't he started to sneeze, and that made any hope of scenting quite impossible. He slowly came out from the safety of the log and the grove and sat down on the grass and licked his paws in the sunshine. The sunshine on him felt nice. It reminded him of the coziness of his mother and brothers and sisters. Then suddenly, he started missing them terribly and began crying out for them. When he had eventually stopped crying and sniffed himself into a state where he could think clearly, he decided to get up. He gave 2 quick licks to his front paws and with an attitude set off walking. He felt the time of crying, the time for waiting and feeling sorry for himself was over, and that now he should do something about this new situation in which he found himself. He is a brave little puppy, teacher. He is indeed, Thomas. Now, he could have started off walking in this direction or that, but being the clever puppy that he was, he decided to walk in the direction of the sun, because he felt the sun was looking out for him. It was the heat and the light of it that gave him this kind of confidence and hope. After walking for a good bit, he was nowhere at all near the farmyard. In fact, he had walked and walked even farther than ever from the farmyard, and was now walking in the fields of another farm. If we were to calculate by the number of fields he had passed through, they would easily amount to about 9 or 10 or more. It was by this time, about the same time we'd go home from school, that he was feeling quite exhausted and very hungry. He had no idea what to do. He tried licking and tasting the sunlight, but it didn't feel as if he was taking in anything. He tried eating some grass, but it tasted awful. He was at a loss as to what to do. Now, as he was half plodding along, beginning to feel miserable for himself, didn't he hear what sounded like barking? He thought he was imagining it. He was now even having difficulty differentiating between sounds. All sounds sounded to him as if they were the sounds of his mammy and daddy, the sounds of his brothers and sisters. Then do you know what he saw a little ways over from him? What, teacher? What did he see? He saw Martin a little ways over from him, a mother fox, playing about in the sunshine with her two cubs. The cubs looked about the same size as himself. The three of them were having a great time tumbling this way and that way. They were playing with their mother and each other, like he and his brothers and sisters played with each other and their mother. He sat down and found himself feeling more and more sorry for himself, for he didn't know what to do. He hadn't even the energy to attempt a bark. They looked similar to his brothers and sisters, and the mother looked a bit like his own mother, but in truth, more like his father. Pulling some courage together, he decided to get up and slowly approach them. When the mother fox scented him approaching, and then saw him, she told her cubs to quickly return to the safety of the den, while she would go and check him out. The puppy was feeling so tired that he hadn't the energy to run away. He just stood there and let the fox come and sniff him. After walking about the puppy three or four times, she gave a gentle bark at him, which he understood to mean, "Come follow me." And so the puppy followed after the mother fox into her den. There he met the two cubs, and because they felt no harm from him, they welcomed him as if he were their own brother. And the puppy had a fine drink of milk from the mother fox. For the rest of the afternoon and all that night, the puppy slept like a log. He was so happy to be with others, and felt happy to have had some milk to drink, and even the mother fox had brought back something for them all to eat. The days and nights went by, and the puppy grew in size and strength with his two cousins of the fields. They played with each other in the field in front of the den, and they followed the mother fox whenever she would let them follow her. He never strayed from the other two cubs. Always he stayed playing within sight of the den. And as the puppy and the cubs were growing, he could notice that he was bigger than them, and in time, even that bit bigger than the mother fox. However, this was no difference whatsoever to anything, in that they all loved each other and all looked out for each other. Now one day, a lovely bright day, the foxes, and by this time the now dog, were enjoying just lying about in the sun and letting the wispy cloud world go by, when suddenly they heard in the far distance what sounded like a pack of dogs impatiently barking. And there was this thundering sound of galloping horses and the piercing sound of a bugle. The mother fox knew immediately who they were and what it meant. She told her two young foxes to go hide in a particular place while she and the dog would try and lead the hounds away off across the countryside. The dog had proved himself to be a very fast runner, faster than his two cousins and even the mother fox. Off the two of them ran at an almighty speed, in and out through bushes and trees, this way and that, and even crisscrossing each other's tracks. After running and running for about 2 miles, the mother fox began to feel quite exhausted, and felt she couldn't run very much farther. Anxiously, they looked around for a place to hide. They saw a cave on the other side of a stream, so they leapt across the stream, and the dog told Mother Fox to go deep into the cave, while he would lead the hounds off on a wild chase across the countryside. But before doing so, however, he got her to lick his back, tail, and paws, so that he would be carrying her scent on him. The mother fox went into the cave, while the dog jumped back across the stream and ran around and round in circles, this way and that, three or four times. He ran up and down the stream a few times. He even stopped and peed against the tree just to mix up the confusion of scents a little bit more, before heading off at an almighty pace, in and out and over about through thistles, nettles, and briars. He ran through woods and in and out of groves. He jumped into this stream and that, and even ran along the streams wherever he could. He was a very clever teacher, wasn't he? He was indeed, Julia. He ran and ran until he arrived at the bank of a river. He ran up and down along the bank until he came to a shallow stretch. There he waded into the water. As he was swimming across, he thought to himself that the hounds will think he had crossed the river, so he intentionally let himself be carried on along with the current for a good stretch of the river. He was beginning to feel rather tired. Just then, a log came floating on by, and he managed to pull himself up onto it. Thereupon he sat, as it floated down the river for a mile or so. He couldn't get even the faintest scent of the hounds anymore, nor could he hear the thundering of the horse's hooves or the sounds of the bugle. When the log neared the bank, he jumped off. All that night, he lay asleep in a quiet place. He was feeling so sore. Every muscle in his body seemed to be aching. Come the dawning of the new day, he set out in search of the cave where he had left the mother fox. Eventually he found it, but the mother fox wasn't in it. He thought to himself, she must have left and was probably making her way back home to her cubs. As he was half walking and half running this way and that way about the area, he picked up a scent and followed along after it, expecting to catch up with her at any moment. He had gone through several fields, two woods and a grove, and still there was no sight of her, though her scent was strong. He passed a horse and a donkey grazing in a field and barked at them as if he was asking them, did they see the fox? They both neighed to him, and he understood this to mean that they had seen her and that she had gone off in a certain direction. In no time, he reached the field of the fox's den. There, outside the entrance to the den, was the mother fox, stretched out on the grass, enjoying the sunshine, while her two cubs were licking her paws. He ran and licked her face and the faces of his two cousins. The dog never returned to the farm, but remained with the foxes, for he felt at home with them. There have been stories of people having seen a fox-like dog running through fields with foxes. So, on your way home, be sure and have a look in over the ditches and across the fields, for you never know, but you too might catch a glimpse of him. If you are in doubt whether it is him or not, look to see if he's wearing a pretty white sock on his front left paw. And that, students, is today's story. Thank you, teacher. That was a great story. We will be thinking about it and looking forward to next week's one. Me too. Now, safe home now and give my hello to your parents. Oh, and switch back on the volume on your mobile phones before you leave the school grounds. We will, teacher. Bye. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.